You're listening to the Trent Speaks podcast. Welcome back. Grab yourself a drink, have a seat, and relax. We're going to listen to everyday stories by everyday people. Here's your host, Trent Potscaler.
I am unwell, would be the word to use. I debated if I was going to live stream the recording of this podcast since it is episode 100. And I sat here for 5 minutes going back and forth and finally decided to. But I debated because of how vulnerable this podcast feels. Because I've said multiple times in the past 2 years of actual recording that I want this podcast to be raw. I want it to be real. And that's why throughout the course of really 2 years of podcasting, because there was that year of hiatus. Throughout the past 2 years of podcasting, I've changed my editing style. I've kept things more raw and real. Before the recording of this episode, I was looking through past episodes, and I counted somewhere around 11 or 12, that's including guests, where there's been some sort of large focus on vulnerability within that particular podcast, whether it was by myself or my guest. And there were two in particular where they were so vulnerable that I broke down crying. One was episode 19, An Angel in Heaven, after the passing of my grandmother. And another was episode 48, called If Tomorrow Never Comes, which was the passing of a family friend of ours. And even here today, as I sit recording episode 100, an episode that, quite honestly, I did not plan for, I feel uneasy. I feel the anxiety. I feel the chills of recording this podcast. And not because it's episode 100, but because of the content within this one. You see, I've talked before, and I talked very early on in episode 4 about vulnerability, about me trying to come out of my comfort zone and me trying to be vulnerable and to be open and honest about any anxieties I was feeling, any depression I was feeling, anything at all. So I'd encourage you to go back and listen to those episodes. I'll include the list in the episode description for this episode. I'll include those episodes that I identified that might be good to go back and listen to if you're looking for a good vulnerability podcast or podcast episodes to listen to. But in all honesty, like I said, this is not the podcast for episode 100 I had planned for. You see, I had a different topic in mind that I was excited to talk about. But there's also a reason that this podcast is delayed. There's a reason it's coming out a day later than normally anticipated. I have been at a low the past week or so. I've been very anxious. I've been very worried. I've been in a place that I haven't been in a long time. And I even visited a place that I had never visited. Or if I had visited it, I couldn't even tell you the last time that I was there. You see, on Sunday night, I finally thought to myself, I should at least just go record the podcast just to get it out. Because that's what I promised you. When I came back in November I had said, I will make sure that I have a podcast out every week and I want you to hold me accountable. So Sunday night, I said to myself, I'm going to at least go record the podcast. And I couldn't even bring myself to do that because I was literally crying because I was so anxious. You see, this podcast is probably going to be a short episode because you don't need to hear about all of my problems. But here's what the simple reminder is. The simple reminder is to check on your friends. And it doesn't matter who they are or if they have had any mental health occurrences that you're aware of or not. But really just checking in on your friends and saying hello, checking in and seeing how they're doing. Because I think too often we forget that we don't know what's going on behind closed doors. We don't know what someone may or may not be going through because they may not want to share. You see, I'm not a person that typically shares. And this is why these podcasts are sometimes the hardest for me to record. But I record them because I think that myself included, we need that reminder to be checking up on people. We need that reminder of you don't know what someone else is going through. And so just being there sometimes for that support. You know, that's something that Leanne says to me so often when I get in these very, very anxious moods is, you know, what can I do for you? And sometimes I don't have an answer. And I don't think there always needs to be a necessary answer of, here's exactly what I need. But sometimes it's just knowing that someone's there. It's knowing that they're there for the support. It's knowing that they're there for you to reach out to. And not just that you're there, but they're in a judgment-free way. They're to listen. They're to be whatever you need them to be. Because if they're comfortable enough to open up to you, if they're comfortable enough to talk to you, then to me, and again, I'm no expert, but to me, they are then comfortable enough to confide in you. They're comfortable enough to trust you, to be able to talk to you and to be able to share, to not be able to spread their vulnerabilities to others. I just think that sometimes we need that reminder because we often forget or we get so caught up in our own lives. Just make sure that you're checking up on your friends. And not even in a mental health related way, it could be about anything. There could be something that's going on in someone's job. Maybe it's a relationship that is not doing well or that is breaking down. There could be any number of reasons that someone isn't doing well. And so I just encourage you to check in on those people. Honestly, I told you it was going to be short, and that's all I had this week. And I hope that next Monday I can bring you the podcast that I was hoping to bring you. And just remember that we're all making it through one day at a time. Until next time, my friends, signing off, your friend, Trent.